Smart Talk is supported by Capital Blue Cross, providing healthcare coverage accepted by doctors and specialists in all 50 states. More information is available at capitalbluecross.com. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering surgical care for the brain, spine, and peripheral nerves. More information can be found at upmc.com/centralpaneuro.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Welcome back to Smart Talk. Three people were killed and a fourth critically injured when lightning struck a tree they were standing under last week in Washington, D.C., just a few blocks from the White House. Fatalities from lightning strikes don't happen often. Sometimes up to 24 people a year are killed, and multiple fatalities are even more rare. Scientists say there could be more lightning strikes as the climate changes. Chris Vygotsky is a meteorologist, lightning data and safety specialist with the National Lightning Safety Council. Mr. Vygotsky, welcome to the program. First of all, we often hear something happening that has long odds, like, say, winning the lottery, compared to getting struck by lightning. What are the chances of a person being struck by lightning, or how common is it?
Yeah, it's really uncommon that people are actually struck or injured by lightning. Now, we say the odds are a little bit longer than 1 in 1 million, and that's looking at all the numbers across the United States. But if you put yourself into, you know, dangerous situations where you're staying outside during a thunderstorm, those numbers do increase.
Are there any kind of trends that we're seeing? I said up to 24. I noticed that in 2022, we actually are down a little bit.
We are. Back in the early 2000s, there were about 50 to 60 people per year that were killed by lightning in the United States every year. And that's when the Lightning Safety Awareness Week and the National Lightning Safety Council really got started. And in the 20 years since then, we've seen those numbers come down to around 15 to 20 people per year that are now injured or killed by lightning in the United States.
You mentioned the National Lightning Safety Council, and the organization was responsible for some public service announcements on radio and TV and advising people, giving tips on how to stay safe during a thunderstorm. But talk a little bit about the organization itself, National Lightning Safety Council. What are you there to do?
The whole mission of the National Lightning Safety Council is to reduce injuries and fatalities from lightning, not just in the United States, but now even around the world. We're made up of a group of scientists, doctors, athletic trainers, lightning protection experts who really are just out there trying to get the message out on how to stay safe from lightning and how to keep people and property protected from lightning.
You mentioned not just in the United States, but around the world. From what I understand, it is more common to see lightning strikes and people actually dying from a lightning strike outside the United States, correct?
That is correct. Around the world, around 24,000 people per year are killed by lightning and another 250,000 injured. And a lot of this happens in portions of the world where you're still working outside a lot, or there aren't a lot of substantial buildings or fully enclosed metal vehicles that people can get inside to stay safe from lightning.
24,000 when there's only about 24 tops in the United States. Boy, that's amazing. I mean, that's an incredible number.
It really is an incredible number. It's something that we're trying really hard to work with people in South America and Southeast Asia and Africa to really get out the message of lightning safety and improve lightning protection around the world to keep people safe.
So let's get back to how common or unusual it is. I understand that multiple fatalities like the one in Washington last week, that is even more rare, in fact, very rare.
That is very rare. Typically here in the United States, it's one person gets struck and killed, or one or two people. We've seen, you know, last week, three people in that one incident. There were four people that day that were killed by lightning. There was another person in Maryland that was struck and killed that day. But you really have to go back further in time, you know, 10, 15 years, even 30 years for the last time we had five people that were killed in a single event. We've really done a great job with lightning safety in the United States. Now we just need to continue to make sure people are aware of what to do when lightning is in the area so we can get that number closer to zero.
When or where are most people who are struck by lightning?
So the when is the summer months, June, July, August. That's the peak of lightning season in the United States, and that's when we see most of the lightning fatalities. The where, anytime people are outside, so Florida is the lightning fatality capital of the United States. Texas is number two, but it's anywhere that people are outside. So people that are out fishing or boating or at the beach, those are three of the biggest risk places to be during a thunderstorm. Mm.
The three people, and actually the fourth, if you count the person who was injured and in critical condition in D.C. last week, they were all under a tree. And from what I understand, that is one of the most dangerous places to be, correct?
That is correct. You do not want to be under a tree when there's a thunderstorm in the area. Lightning will tend to strike the tallest object. And if you're in an open area, that tallest object is often a tree. So anytime that you see clouds building up, you hear thunder, you want to get to a lightning safe place. And a lightning safe place is a fully enclosed metal vehicle or a substantial building that is a building that has electrical and plumbing in the walls.
Hmm. Now, why electrical, plumbing, and wires in the walls?
So if you are in a building that has plumbing and wiring in the walls, if the lightning strikes that building, the electricity goes into the piping or the electrical wires and into the ground and stays away from where you are. If you're in a car, the electricity travels through that metal shell and then jumps to ground. Mm. What you're trying to do is put as much distance between you and the electricity as possible.
And with a tree, I get the sense that many people think that what actually kills someone when lightning strikes a tree is a falling branch or the tree falling over itself. I'm sure that occurs. But just what you explained about electricity and going into the ground, that has a lot to do with someone under a tree when a tree is struck by lightning.
Yeah, so when somebody is under a tree, if they're leaning against the tree or they're right next to the tree, they can be impacted by the lightning in one of three ways. Now, the first one is ground current. So the electricity goes through the tree into the ground and then spreads out, and you can be electrocuted that way. The second way is what we call a side flash. So the lightning hits the tree and the electricity jumps from the tree into the person. And then third, if somebody is leaning against the tree trunk and the tree is struck by lightning, the electricity has a direct path then from the tree into the person. So those are the three ways that people tend to be injured if they're standing under a tree. A fourth way would be if the tree superheats and then the bark explodes off of the tree and then you get impacted by the debris from that tree. Mm.
How often is someone killed by branches falling from a lightning strike?
That is a very rare thing to happen. We don't have, going back in our files, any data that shows that a branch falling down from a tree that's been struck by lightning has killed anybody. But people that are leaning against the tree or right next to the tree, we do see that happen frequently.
How much electricity, and I don't know whether you can answer this question or not, but how much electricity is a person getting if they're struck by lightning? I mean, and some people survive these lightning strikes.
Yeah, 90% of people who are struck by lightning actually survive. So that's very good. And you can improve those odds by performing first aid as soon as somebody is struck by lightning. They don't carry any electricity after they're struck. So call 911, start CPR if they're not breathing, and get them to medical attention. But if you want to think about the electricity that runs through your walls and powers your computer and your smartphones and things like that, that is about 15 to 20 amps of electricity, of current that's running through the walls. Lightning is thousands of times more powerful than that. We detect lightning that ranges from 2,000 amps to 200,000 amps. So that is millions of volts of electricity that is coming through the air and then impacting that person.
You said that often when there's a lightning strike in a thunderstorm, that it is the tallest object that that takes that lightning strike. Often it is a tree. What does attract lightning?
So there is nothing that necessarily attracts lightning. Lightning is just trying to find the easiest path to ground. It's looking, so as lightning comes out of the cloud, it's traveling at about 200,000 miles per hour, looking for electric charge within about 100 feet of it. So it's, that's why it looks jagged as it's running through the air. So holding a cell phone, holding a golf club, holding an umbrella, that's not going to attract lightning to you. Metal objects don't attract lightning. It's just looking for the nearest path to ground. And that could be anything that is sending up an electric field, whether it's a tree, a building, a person, or a fence.
What about lightning rods?
Lightning rods are there to collect the electricity and then take it to ground. So it's a pointed rod that is installed onto a building that is properly grounded. So it has a metal wire that runs from the rod to a conductor in the ground so that the electricity moves away from the object that is trying to be protected.
But are they worth it? I mean, will they keep a structure safe, you know, maybe a person safe?
Yeah, so lightning rods, lightning protection, they do a very good job of keeping the electricity away from where you want things to be safe. So at the Cape Canaveral, at the Kennedy Space Center, the launch facilities are protected by expansive lightning protection. The Washington Monument has lightning protection on it. Buildings and houses have lightning protection built into them so that you can keep that electricity away from the property that you're trying to protect.
Well, you only have about 40 seconds left. I want to thank you very much for being with us today. Quick tips on how to stay safe.
When thunder roars, go indoors. So anytime thunderstorms are in the area, be inside a substantial building or a fully enclosed metal vehicle, and you'll be safe.
And how long should you wait after a thunderstorm?
We recommend waiting at least 30 minutes after the last thunder, and then you can go back outdoors.
By the way, real quick, is there such a thing as heat lightning?
So heat lightning is just lightning that you're seeing off in the distance that is too far away to hear the thunder.
So my grandfather, who pointed out the heat lightning all the time, I hated to admit that he was wrong with that. Chris Vigasky is a meteorologist, lightning data and safety specialist with the National Lightning Safety Council. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Scott Lamar. You're listening to Smart Talk. I'm Scott Lamar.